there a future in offshore wind farms? The social media giant Google seems to think so. Now, a reminder that right now the U.S. gets about 3% of its electricity from wind power, but all of it from windmills on land, none from windmills offshore, where wind blows harder and more consistently out over the ocean. And a Google-backed project is looking at building an offshore transmission line between New Jersey and Virginia that they say could power almost 2 million homes. And the White House recently set aside nearly 2,100 square miles of Atlantic Ocean for development by energy companies. And it did it in a way that should shave years off the process of getting those offshore wind farms online. There are public hearings today and tomorrow here in Massachusetts about one of those proposed sites. Ryan Tracy covers the industry for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us from Washington with more. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you.
And this new proposed area does not include the Cape Wind Project. That's the project that was passed here in Massachusetts after many a battle. It's a proposed wind farm about 5 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, between Cape Cod and the islands of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. So it was very controversial because it was, it's visible from shore. So where are these new projects expected to go in this new 2,100 square mile area?
Well, the projects that they've been talking about would be off the coast of 5 states. Massachusetts and New Jersey, I think, are the largest areas, and also Maryland and Virginia and Delaware.
Well, and I'm looking at a map. I see one proposed area. As you say, it's kind of a large area, sort of right off Atlantic City, another right off the Delaware Bay, another right off the Chesapeake Bay. But when I say right off, I mean, it looks that way on the map. How far is it?
Well, it depends on the project. I think we could say generally between 10 and 20 miles.
Because 20 miles is where it's thought that there would be no visibility? You wouldn't see it?
Yeah, the visibility issues have to be evaluated in a lot more detail than they have now. I think generally, once you get out to, as you said, around 20 miles, obviously they become harder to see at that point.
And what are the other questions? Just remind us.
The biggest question is probably the cost. These companies are going to have to overcome a lot of questions about, hey, why are we allowing people's utility bills to sort of pay for these big projects? Are they really worth it? Are we getting enough benefits in return for these extra costs that we're adding?
And, what's the appetite for that, especially in a post-Cylinder world? Cylinder, of course, being the solar panel maker that filed for bankruptcy after getting more than $5 million in public funds from the Obama administration. It was a huge embarrassment when it went bankrupt, and also it was said that the members of the administration knew that it would. So what's the appetite in Congress to give more subsidies and credits to offshore wind power?
Wind is one of those things that does have support from Democrats and Republicans. It's not as controversial as solar, and I think a lot of the lawmakers understand the difference between wind and solar, and a lot of them have wind farms in their states, as we mentioned. There's a lot of onshore wind in the U.S. now. But the political question becomes not can you get people to just support the idea, but how do you pay for the idea? If you're going to pass a bill with the tax credits, you've got to come up with however many billions of dollars in offsetting cuts elsewhere.
After developers get past these problems, if they do, questions about the environment, questions about cost, how much potential energy are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of wind out there. Now, you can harness all of it. You could power millions and millions of homes. One of the most specific estimates that I've seen is there's a company that has a proposal to build a transmission line that would connect wind farms to one another from New Jersey down to Virginia Beach. And they say if they were able to link up wind farms all along sort of the Sandy Hook, New Jersey, all the way down to Virginia Beach, they could get enough wind to power about 2 million homes.
So there are investors looking at this. There's talk that the energy might be upwards of 70% of a state's homes. This is within several years here in Massachusetts. That's the guesstimate there. But as you said, a lot of questions still remain. So why did the Obama administration fast-track the process? What does that mean?
Well, they're doing a couple of things. One thing that they saw is that when they gave the lease to Cape Wind, there were a lot of questions raised after the fact. And so what they're trying to do is get people in the room earlier and start discussing some of these potential conflicts before the lease actually gets issued so that things can move a little bit faster. The other thing that they decided to do last week is that for the areas in New Jersey through Virginia, they decided to not do a very large environmental review over the giant area that they're proposing. Instead, what they're going to do is say, once we get a specific project proposal from a developer that says, I want to build wind farms here, then we'll start talking about these environmental consequences. That was significant because it would have taken a couple years to do that wider environmental review.
And what's holding up Cape Wind?
Lawsuits are holding up Cape Wind. The most recent thing that I wrote about was that the court remanded a permit related to the Federal Aviation Administration, talking about whether planes could fly around the area. So they're going to have to redo that permit, and there's a number of other legal challenges on other points. And then there's the financial issues. They're trying to sell the power to someone offshore, and they're having trouble finding a buyer for all of it. And all these delays are costing them more, so they have to find more financing. And so they're struggling financially and legally, and that's what the Obama administration is trying to do, is sort of get these ducks in a row before you give a company a lease so that things like that don't happen. We'll see if it works.
Yeah. Ryan Tracy, energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.